House prices across Australia are expected to plunge even further than first predicted this year. Ratings agency Moody's Analytics has dramatically revised down the predictions for the nation's property market, I think with the exception of Brisbane. I think the Brisbane unit market, I think, is up that much.
Yeah, 0.1.
Just a tiny bit. Moody's have forecast that Sydney house prices could plummet 9.3% this year, far bigger drop than the 3.3% predicted earlier in January. And it's even more grim for Melbourne. Moody's are now predicting 11.4% in house prices compared to the 6% that they had tipped in January. Going to have a chat to Katrina L. She's economist with Moody's Analytics and she's on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, hi Katrina.
How far down are let's look at Sydney first because that's where we live, of course. How far down is Sydney from the peak of housing prices?
We're looking at about a 15% fall from the peak to trough in house prices.
Okay, and back in January it was predicted that it would be about 3% or something. Now you're saying 9%. So what's the change? Why has it changed?
So there's two factors that have really driven the downward revisions to our forecast. The first one is that the historical data and the correction has come in a lot stronger, I would say, than what we initially expected 3 and 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And then another factor that's combined is the Australian outlook is looking a little bit weaker as well. So we've got weaker expectations for GDP growth, consumption, and with those weaker forecasts, that's an additional drag on the housing market as well.
All right. So overall, Katrina, what is actually driving the slowdown? Is it previous bubble prices, or you're looking at tighter lending from the banks, or people worried about jobs? What do you see the main drivers?
Well, it's really a combination of factors. I mean, tighter lending standards we see as being one of the triggers for the correction. And also you've got, the weaker consumption picture as well. And particularly in the Sydney and Melbourne markets, we saw a very strong run-up in values in, from about mid-2013 through to 2017. And so because there was such a strong run-up, now that this, downtrend is more pronounced.
Yeah, Katrina, you mentioned it briefly there, but it seems a cruel irony that these prices are starting to come down to within people's grasp. But by the same token, these people are finding it very, very difficult to borrow money. The banks are making it extremely tight. Is that going to loosen up, do you think?
There has been some loosening, but I think it's important to appreciate as well that if you're considered what we'd say a good risk, if you're a high quality borrower, then your access to credit hasn't been, as constrained as, those potential borrowers who aren't considered as favourable by banks. So if you're an owner occupier with, a decent income and also a decent deposit, then you still aren't having the same trouble accessing credit that people who are, quite highly leveraged are.
All right. Now, we're in an uncertain period at the moment. We're in the lead up to an election and both sides have different policies, different views of what should be done. Any idea this Labor plan to abolish or partly tweak the negative gearing, what sort of impact is that having?
So we're seeing that the proposed policy of the Labor government to scale back negative gearing to only apply to investors purchasing established rather than new builds would only have a marginal effect on the existing correction that we're seeing. We're not forecasting that that's going to cause a much deeper correction than what we're already experiencing right now.
All right, although there is some argument that it won't affect immediately because it's only certain properties, but once the people own those properties, when they go to sell them to other investors further down the track, it will have a resale value effect?
Yeah, that's right. But also at the same time, because we've seen prices come down and we've seen that lending to investors has already really come down quite a bit in the past 2 years, because there's much lower investor participation already existing in the market, that's what's contributing to our expectation that it's not going to cause a significantly deeper correction.
All right, now everybody focuses on the fact that it's going down and this new prediction that it could be 9.3% this year and so on, and you mentioned that it's 15% from the peak. Well, if you think 15% down from the peak, that's no big deal compared to how much it went up in previous years, is it?
That's exactly right. And I think that it's really important to keep this correction in context.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we experienced such a strong run-up. So now that we're just what we're seeing is that we're seeing fundamental values in Sydney and Melbourne really return to a level that is consistent with a long-run sustainable level. Because if we didn't have this latest correction, then, you know, it was getting out of control, and it was really beyond levels that we'd be considered sustainable.
Well, from what I can see, just by looking out my window, there's going to be some very disappointed developers around the place this year then, because...
some broke ones.
Well, there's six units, blocks of units going up within 500 metres of my place, and that's just the start. You drive on the way out to the airport and there's dozens of them going up everywhere. So I think there's going to be some disappointed developers around town.
So what we're also seeing as well is that building approvals have also come down a lot from their peak in mid-2016. So while we are still having supply come online for the next year, beyond that, unit supply is actually expected to trail off a little bit. Mm. And so that's what, you know, contributing to our forecast improvement from about 2020-2021, because we're not having that same supply come online that we have been seeing in the past 2 years.
Yeah. All right. And the final question for you is that if in January the prediction was a 3.3% drop for Sydney, and now it's only April, a couple of months later, it's now 9.3%. What's to say it won't be 15 or 20% by June or July this year? I mean, are we finished with all the downward movement, and how do you know it's actually finished?
That's a very good question. And, I mean, we never really know until we're at the point. But I would say that it looks like the worst of the slump has passed us, and we are into a situation where... And we will start to see improvements, you know, at the end of 2019, early 2020, in the key Melbourne and Sydney markets.
Well, that's handy to know. That's good.
Thank you, Katrina. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for your time.